ever noticed that taking plant items abroad is a no-no? This policy comes from the need to protect plant health. Here in Trinidad and Tobago and in the Caribbean, a group of dedicated champions have taken up the task of protecting plant health in the region. One of these champions is Mr. Nelson Laville, chairman of the Caribbean Plant Health Directors or CPHD Forum administered by the USDA APHIS and respondent to the Caribbean Agricultural Health and Food Safety Agency or CAFSA. Here's how that Q&A went. Mr. Laville, what is so exciting about this year?
The exciting thing about this is we'll have a collective of universities, research agencies, also look at plant health directors, not only of the CARICOM block, but also outside of the CARICOM block. So we are also looking at overseas territories of Holland, of the French, of Spain, of England. We're also looking at having these levels of discussions that would provide guidance for our ministers at the COTED level.
For those who do not remember, the COTED is the Council for Trade and Economic Development under CARICOM, which consists of ministers of member states and is tasked with promoting trade and economic development. The Caribbean Plant Health Directors Forum will inform COTED. This year, the forum will take place from August 26th to 30th at the Radisson Hotel in Trinidad with the IPCC on board. Chairman Laville and his team are looking forward to making this event a true source of cross-fertilization of ideas between the Caribbean Agricultural Health and Food Safety Agency and the CPHD.
The significance of this week, it's because the CPHD serves as the technical committee for CAFSA, which is the Regional Plant Protection Organization. And this week strengthens partnership between these two groups, CAFSA having its role as the Regional Plant Protection Organization. But now CAFSA can receive information, recommendation, arguments from a larger group than which is just CARICOM. Because we understand that although these other islands and other countries pertain to their imperial countries, they share the same space as us. And what affects them affects us, and the challenges that they have are similar to those that we have. And of course, CPHD providing that forum where we could hear everybody's challenges, concerns, draw from their experiences and expertise, can now feed into the wider scheme of regional safeguarding, trade protection, trade safety, that is, and protection of our biodiversity.
I don't know about you, but I never thought about that. This team is giving the Caribbean a significant advantage in safeguarding our plant health. Tune in next time to hear how these champions in agriculture are working tirelessly to make food security a reality in TNT, in the Caribbean, and in the wider world.
This was a production of the Information Division, Government Communications.